Hi, it's Patrick here. And if you're listening to this podcast, it being a language podcast and all, you probably prefer subtitles to dubbing. Well, in some countries, there's very little choice. All you get is dubbing. Mexico is one of those places. Yes, you can see some movies subtitled, but dubbing is pretty much the name of the game. And Mexico has a distinct advantage over much of the rest of Latin America in that it dominates the region's voice dubbing industry. And that means that it's mostly Mexican actors doing the talking when movies and TV shows are dubbed into Spanish for viewing anywhere in Latin America. The dubbing scene, though, is shifting and not in Mexico's favor. We have a report from Mexico City. This is a collaboration with our partners, Radio Ambulante. Here is Russ Finkelstein.
If you've seen recent episodes of The Simpsons in Spanish, you've likely heard this voice.
Something like that.
That's Eduardo Ramirez. He's played Nelson, Otto the Bus Driver, Bumblebee Man, and Lenny. He's a theater actor by training, but a few years ago, a fellow actor suggested he learn how to dub to earn extra cash. Ramirez realized that performing voices for TV audiences was a whole other craft.
They've seen a face and hear a voice. And the trick in dubbing is that they match, you know, that the people doesn't think, wait a minute. That voice doesn't belong to that face. You know, that's the trick. That's the tricky part.
Dubbing is a whole subcategory of work and training in Mexico. And Ramirez has been pretty successful so far.
You know, in theater, there are like 100 people who came to see you. But, for example, The Simpsons, all of Latin America have this, the dubbing that we made here in Mexico.
That means millions of TV viewers across Latin America have heard Ramirez. So the money must be pretty good. Right?
No. Well, for example, for what I did yesterday, like 10 minutes of work, it was like $20, $25.
In Mexico, $20 a day is still roughly four times the minimum wage. Seems like a decent living.
The thing is, this work goes to all of Latin America and maybe some part of USA, maybe, I don't know. So that's where it becomes underpaid.
So, Ramirez is joining a growing group of trained actors who feel that their work is undervalued, especially as the dubbing industry gets more competitive and outsourced. They also say that fans are complaining about having longtime voices suddenly replaced. The fight first flared up in 2005. That's when Humberto Vélez, who dubbed Homer's voice for 15 years, led the show's core crew of Spanish dubbers in Mexico on strike for better pay. The result? The actors lost and were replaced.
You can always say to the producers or the dubbing company, hey, I want to earn this money and I want this. And then you have to realize something. You are not Homer Simpson. You are the voice of.
That's Mario Castaneda, one of Mexico's most recognizable voices. He's dubbed Bruce Willis and Jim Carrey films, along with TV shows like The Wonder Years and Dragon Ball Z. He's now the creative director at one of Mexico's biggest dubbing studios. Castaneda says the dubbing industry increasingly sees voice actors as replaceable, especially with the rise of lower-cost studios in other parts of Latin America. Add to this the fact that non-Mexican actors are now mastering the coveted generic Mexican accent.
Some clients have switched to Argentina, to Venezuela, to Colombia, to Chile.
Castaneda estimates that Mexico's dubbing industry has lost about one-third of its business to competitors, and that Mexican actors haven't seen pay increases in more than 10 years. Meantime, he says, forget about the value once placed on having that subtly distinct voice.
It's like Mickey Mouse. I don't know who is Mickey Mouse in the United States. Here in Latin America is Arturo Mercado Jr. And he has been Mickey Mouse for more than a decade, I think. But whenever they want to change him, they just have to look for someone who can say, hello. Oh, come on, Pluto. And if they find a guy that can do that, that's the voice of Mickey Mouse.
And the way things are going, Mexico's historic hold on Mickey Mouse and shows like Los Simpsons may be a thing of the past. For The World and Radio Ambulante, I'm Russ Finkelstein, Mexico City.
And if you want to see video of Jim Carrey miraculously speaking in Spanish, or Homer Simpson, Homero Simpson, or Otto the Bus Driver, just head to pri.org/language. Otherwise, see you at the World in Words page on Facebook, or on Twitter, where I tweet as Patry Cox, PatriCox. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with more soon.
Los Simpsons.
No debo comer cosas por dinero. ¡Ay!